Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. There is an urgency to physical thirst that's easy to understand. In very cool temperatures, the outer limits of how long you could expect to survive without drinking any water would be somewhere around 10 days. But if you raise the high temperature to 100 degrees, you're looking at 5 days maximum. There is no life without water. It's just that simple. Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus said these words to a woman that he met at the town well in Sychar. And even though Jesus had asked her for a drink of water, it turns out she was the one with the thirst. And the truth is, she stands for all of us. We all have a thirst. A thirst for something. And sometimes we let our cravings take control. We do this in a variety of ways. Maybe you try to quench your thirst in relationships. Perhaps you crave attention, affection, praise, admiration. You love being loved, and who doesn't? You'll go to great lengths to get that feeling, but the thing is, people have a way of disappointing you. They don't appreciate you quite to the level you wish they would. They don't love you the way you wish. And so you try on one relationship, and then that doesn't work, so you go somewhere else, but you're still thirsty. It doesn't hit the spot. Or perhaps you quench your thirst through achievement, by striving for excellence and success. You believe you can fill up your own cup. So you work hard, you work long hours, you become successful. Every goal that you set, you hit. You even enjoy the fruits of your labor. But even so, when it's just you and the silence, there's an itch you can't scratch. Something gnawing at you. Your talent and your determination just can't seem to touch it. So maybe you try to quench your thirst by getting stuff. And sure, I've got dumpsters full of things that I thought would do it for me, but maybe this next one will be the one that finally gets it. That's what the commercial promised. Or maybe you've even tried to quench your thirst by turning to religion. And by the word religion, I mean the religion human beings have come up with, religion that says if you do something for God, then He's on the hook to do something for you in return. Religion that says if you start going to church, maybe bad things will stop happening during the week so much. Religion that says, God, just get me out of this predicament and I'll do whatever you ask. But then, God doesn't answer the prayer the way you asked Him to. But you said the words. You went to the holy place. You put an offering in the plate. But the thirst is still there. And you're wondering, what more do I have to do? I don't think that I can say it any clearer. clearer than this. The desperate human thirst of the soul never goes away until you drink deeply of the water of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the source from which you must draw to finally be quenched and healthy and whole. Now, that's beautiful, almost poetic language, right? All this talk of water and thirst and so forth, but what does it really mean? It means you receive Jesus on His terms. As Jesus told the Samaritan woman out there by that well, He is nothing less than the Messiah. The Messiah who came to wage war against evil. The Messiah who came to save sinners from the hellish consequences of their sins. He came to suffer and to die on a cross and rise from His grave, and in doing so, to dig a well that would be absolutely filled to overflowing with grace and unmerited, unconditional love, filled for you. And so, to drink deeply of Jesus is to first humble ourselves, to admit all of the bad places that your thirst has taken you, and to drink deeply from the well of mercy created by Jesus' actions on your behalf. The fresh water of God's forgiveness is there for you to drink. And if you're thirsty enough, you will guzzle it down like there's no tomorrow. You will sense in the very fiber of your being that your very life depends on this. Trust that voice. Your life with Him does depend on the water that He gives. There is no life without water. Jesus pours it out extravagantly. With extreme generosity, it just keeps bubbling up. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Rome, said it like this: God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And when God's love is poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you, your eyes are open, the blinders fall off, and you start seeing the water that Jesus provides all over the place. You see life-giving water spilling from the baptismal font, touching you in His name. You see Jesus pouring Himself into you at His Holy Supper, which will happen in just a few minutes. Jesus' words, as they're spoken and heard, saturate dry hearts. And that's not all. Jesus says something fascinating in John chapter 4 when He said, "The water that I give will become in you a spring of water bubbling up, welling up to everlasting life." When you receive the life-giving blessings of Jesus in faith, the source of those blessings makes a home in you. Did you catch that? Did you catch that in what Jesus said? You don't have to go looking for the spring to fill up your bucket. Jesus puts the spring in you. You can access it anytime. You can learn to preach the gospel to yourself. The living water of Jesus keeps bubbling up from within as you remember Jesus' words, as you remember all the things that He did to gain you. It's right here in your heart and in your mind. When you remember Jesus, when you access that living water that's inside, you'll see that your thirst for relationship is quenched, finally, in brotherhood with your Savior and Lord. You'll see your thirst for success and recognition quenched in the fact that Jesus has draped His perfection around your shoulders and you get treated as if you did it all. A thirst for getting stuff gets quenched in contentment and thankfulness for what Jesus has provided you already in life. If you're thirsting for escape, just to get away from all the pressures of life, Jesus enables you to embrace reality with confidence because He's there with you in every passing moment. Oh yes, and a thirst for religion, getting something from God, is quenched by a person who loves you, a person who would sacrifice anything for you, a person who is there for you when all the chips are down, moment by moment through life. That Samaritan woman, she stands for us and she stands with us by the well. She had it absolutely right when she said to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water. Let this be our prayer today. And let the Spirit open your eyes to see the places where that water is being poured out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."